the Lord Jesus, we begin our afternoon session. I've got two more sessions. So this session, we're going to talk about Africa, how what we're learning for the last few sessions, how it relates a lot, and in what ways can you use them if you were considering about helping out in the ministry in Africa. And also, I'm hoping I'm not going to take that much time of this session, so that I'll give you a bit of prep time for the last session where you are going to teach, okay? And then you get to use the methods that we've already talked about. So you just pick any of the pieces, use any of the methods, see how it fits, basically. You know, so this is like a good trial time, you know, for you to have a go at, see if it works for you. Okay, because sometimes, you know, we talk about the different methods, but it may not suit you. Yeah, you know, it suits me because I know that I've used them and I know it works for when I teach, but everybody's personality is different, so it might not fit you. So it's a good time to try it out. Now, before I start talking about Africa, just a supplementary point about yesterday when we were talking about the 13 to 18 year olds. I was speaking to Susan last night and we were talking about an issue, right, about the 13 to 18 year olds. Sometimes they suddenly have a dip in when it comes to singing, you know, as in, you know, like the chango, manji gan sai sang, you know, as in like really there's no volume at all. And it's like, what can you do about that? And what does it actually mean? Now, for some of them, there is the issue where, for boys, like, okay, their voice is breaking. Okay, and for girls, they are really self-conscious. You know, at that point, lots of development is happening. So in many ways, you know, if they do anything that makes them stand out, you know, they're really, really self-conscious. So in many ways, for them, it's actually easier if they just hide, you know, and for a few years, it might be like that. And then suddenly, you know, when after 18, they find their voice again. You know, and you find that, say, if you're in youth choir or whatever, you know, you see the, I don't know, the 14, 15, 16-year-old, and you say, why are they not singing? And then suddenly, after 18, it's like, wow, you know, oh, yeah, we need the older youths in the youth choir, you know, to help boost up the voices and things like that. Now, it's something to bear in mind, Lord, you know, I think the most important thing is that they join in, you know, not, I mean, I don't think we should put too much emphasis, you know, on how they sing necessarily, right? But the fact that they will participate in singing. You probably remember when you were going through that phase, everybody probably said the same thing to you, right? And I remember when I was teaching, goodness me, I mean, they're in their 20s now, you know, that lot was in their early teens. You know, I know they were trying their best, and I could see they were trying their best, and yet the volume just did not come out, okay? And it's more a developmental thing rather than, you know, whether they are zealous, in choir or in church work or anything like that. You know, that's really not as big an issue, you know. It's a time that they kind of just have to ride it out, you know, and if they are willing to serve God, you know, I think we need to look beyond the volume, you know. So as long as they really are trying and you know that they're willing to participate, okay? Does anybody want to add anything else about their 13 to 18s? No? Okay. Right, okay, about Africa now. I've not been to Africa. I mentioned before yesterday, the first session, however, that I teach African boys in my school. It's very multicultural, you know, so I've actually got all sorts of people from different parts of the world. It's just the way it is in my school, you know. So I've got some experiences of the children, I suppose, in Africa, okay, but not actually being in Africa. Now, some of you, I know, have already been and know the situation over there, or know of a country, if you see what I mean. Now, Andy, you know, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to just give us a kind of a general overview?
Of like the music?
Yeah, and just generally your experiences when it came to that?
Yeah, so generally they're very musically expressive and they don't know any music theory. I think they know a little do re mi, but that's it. But like, it seems like ever since they're kids, they just sing. And matter what. And there's like no electricity, no new gadgets really. So they just sing, and it's just in their rhythm. So I think what they do is also, they can sing in parts, like naturally, and they just like really like to sing really loud. And something that I was trying to teach them this time was trying to teach them dynamics, just trying to control that. But just generally, they're very praise, they love to praise. Like, actually, they'll just stand around and then just sing, and at pretty much any time. And like this time when I was in Zambia, they sometimes they're like, you know, doing chores, but then when one person comes and sings, then it gets everybody over, so they actually get them over to start class. So it's a great way to get everyone together and to kind of start the service, but yeah, it's still part of the worship. And then like, yeah, it's a big part of their worship on Saturday to have like sing some, let's say, African song, like our hymns, but in their dialect. And then after that, a message, a sermon, and then another few hymns, African hymns, that are actually from our hymn book, but translated to their dialect. And yeah, just very lively, very happy. And I'm really touched to hear them, because I think in America, when we sing our own hymns, we're just like, you know, small voice, and everyone's just like not there, but they're there. They're very clearly there. So I really thank God for that experience to see that. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to show you some of the slides. I've got a couple of videos as well. Now I got a lot of my information about Africa from some of the brothers and sisters who've already been to Africa. And I almost kind of did like an interview of all the people that I knew, you know, within my vicinity, you know, their experiences and what they thought would be quite useful. Now, not many of them would have had kind of already training in for Africa, if you see what I mean, when they went. So I spoke to Loxie in Edinburgh, Esther, Anthony Tang, that is in Newcastle, Hazel, and some of the videos are from Esther, Anthony, and Angela. Okay, so you know, have a look and see, because I mean, some of you might be considering it, or some of you might not have even really thought about it. But it's you know, as we're looking through it, you know, if you want to ask anything, we've got Andy who's been right, so we can just ask Andy, right? Who else here? And it's just Hoiming, right? But is she downstairs? Yeah. But anyway, I'll just go through the slides and we can have a look to see what we got. Okay. Now this is from Loxie when she went. Quite a few years back, you know, things that she noticed, okay, and she was, you know, very similar to what you were saying actually, Andy, about singing their local dialect, but you know, they might actually be using our hymn book, and I think there's been a few trips over, I remember, for certainly the people who went from Newcastle to different parts of Africa, and they took some of the old hymn books over with them. You know, so they were clearly using some of the, like, our resources as well. And they do quite a lot of clapping of hands, right? Mm-hmm. They're really rhythmic. I mean, certainly from the boys that I teach, you know, rhythm is a big thing. And, you know, when we were, you know, yesterday when we were singing some of the children's hymns and we were clapping along, somehow that helps, yeah? And I think there is quite a lot of that, yeah? Not any particular instruments. I mean, forget about piano, right? Forget about piano, and it's really a cappella mostly, right? You can see there some of the other things, okay, so, you know, the relevant part really is at the bottom part for us, and the top part of the hymn singing, and the RE, you know, so, I mean, we're specifically talking about RE, right? So, I know that some of the people who went over from Newcastle, that is, to Africa, when I was talking to Anthony, he said he had prepared loads of things, and you know, everything written down, everything on a laptop and things like that, and it was useless. You know, he brought it over and he just never used any of it because it just wasn't relevant to what he was doing, you know, what he was being asked to do when he went over. I mean, was that I mean, how did you find it?
Yeah, I mean, you just, because you kind of freak out, like, you don't have anything to go there, and then you over-prepare, and then you feel like you're going to go there, you just find things that are relevant to them, that comes up, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, just, but then, of course, God helps you there.
Yeah, but he said, I mean, that sometimes he'll just be told to teach, and, you know, not yeah, actually yeah. being, you know, there wasn't necessarily, like, a prep time, per se. You know, and you just go, like, you arrive wherever and you go, right, okay, you teach your children, and you just go and teach them, right? I mean, yeah. I don't think, I mean, because Anthony was quite insistent that I told you that. I was like, remember to tell them that is what happens, you know, so, but it's a very different world, yeah? Now, I'll show you some of the pictures of what you might see. I mean, I don't know how, you know, from place to place, right, it'll be different. You know, some of them, you can see like a proper building, but I've got some of the pictures where it wasn't necessarily a building. Now, that's from the same place. Now, there's other ones, you know, where you can see, I mean, Loxie is there and she's teaching. And all the people who I spoke to said, you know, be prepared that, I mean, there's a blackboard there, but there'll be some places that where you won't even have that. You know, and you're expected to just teach in the open. You know, I didn't add some of the other photos where they were outside under a hut, mm-hmm. you know, or just out on the grass and things like that. Yeah, is that your experience
yeah.
as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there, I think that is quite well resourced there because you've got your blackboard, there's a lectern, there's seats, right? But I think there will be other places and other occasions where that would not be the case. Okay. Now you can see this particular place, they actually were using our hymn books. Right? But I'll show you there's a couple of other ones where they clearly were not, and they were just singing from memory and Ching Chong as well. Okay. Now this is a very, very short video, okay, of some of the children who were singing.
Satisfied with Jesus, remember God is love.
I think that's Deacon Silas. You know, I think they must have been just in someone's house, you know, and there was a few of the children who were singing, okay? And that was Anthony a few years back when he went over, you know. But it's just a few things for you to watch out for. I noticed actually Preacher Stephen had put up some photos, so it might be worth you going on his Facebook to just have a look. I was kind of hoping he would upload some videos, but he didn't. He just put up some photos. Right? Now, techniques that work, okay, for music in Africa. Now, to be honest, it's not necessarily that different from us. When, you know, before I said singing by rote, so I sing one bit, you sing a bit. You know, that is universal. It is really the best method for when you're teaching quite young, but even much older, but simple phrases, okay? So, few things. In Africa, you know, simple tunes, repetitive, right? Repetitive things are great, right? Because you can add to it. I mean, Andy said before, now I have written on there as well, harmony. Now, I find with the boys that I teach, the African boys, they do. They automatically harmonize. It's amazing. They just do it. You know, they don't think about it. There's not any training, but they just automatically do it. Right? So, I mean, once they've got a tune, they can do other things with the tune themselves. Okay, so a simple tune, as I said, repetitive. Rote is the I sing one bit, you sing one bit. Right? Now, harmony is the last bit I was talking about. Now, I'm going to show you a couple of videos, but I couldn't link it onto my slide, I'm afraid. So, I'll show you Esther's one. Now, I did ask for permission for these. Before you ask, right? I did have permission to play these few videos. And you'll see how they automatically harmonize.
Amen.
Johnson. The same group of sisters sang a different piece. For us, sometimes, you know, we're so used to Western rhythms, we're kind of like expecting it to fall on certain beats, and, you know, that doesn't necessarily happen. You know? So, you know, sometimes I think, you know, with African rhythms, it's so un-Chinese, you know, because we're not really that great with rhythm, you know. We're good with tunes, like melodies, but not necessarily rhythm. So it's probably quite alien, you know, to the way we think, you know, but it's it's just a different world, really, isn't it? You know, how the different rhythms and things like that work. Now, I do have one more to show you. It should be children singing. It's a completely different world, right? Compared to some of the other ones before. The other ones, you thought, oh, well, you know, it's in a building, you know. It's not that bad. You know, it's not as, you know, as, as rural or whatever as you might have expected. You know, but this was just a short video of the children going, you know, going to a particular church or something like that. You know, and they were just singing on their way. But, you know, it's, I don't know, it just shows you the different lifestyle and what have you. I mean, how does that relate to what you saw?
Yeah, it's very similar. It's like spot on. I think it's just like the simple joys in life. So, and they especially for the ones that are in our church, they're constantly praising God, and it's just their connection with God seems deeper or more special, just very different from other places, you know. That's kind of all they have.
So. Yeah. Now, I would say one thing about music. You know, sometimes, you know, for us, you know how I said before, sometimes you think the hymnal before the service is like a prep for the service. you know, but in Africa, music is a key factor, you know. So, you know, if we manage to get the 10 pieces learnt, you know, and that is, you know, a brilliant way for knowing the 10 basic beliefs, you know, and it would be a brilliant way to preach about our 10 basic beliefs, you know, because sometimes when you talk, talking is fine, but, you know, it's actually better to sing it. You know, the message is clearer, you know, so, yeah, worth considering, okay? Right, anyway, we've got two more pieces to learn, and let's do it in an African style. We're going to get up on our feet, okay, and we're going to move with the music. Oh, yeah, how un-Chinese. let's do this one first. I think this one actually rhythm-wise is actually works out easier. Yeah, judgment day. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, let's not do backing tracks. You won't get backing tracks in Africa, right? Yeah, I expect you to harmonize. No. Right. Okay, so this one goes, sorry, I'll just stand on this side there. So this one goes, Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. 'Tis a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day. Okay? Right, so by rote, I sing a bit, you sing a bit. Okay? So I'll sing the first line. First half of the line, I should say. Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
Coming from heaven.
Coming from heaven.
'Tis a joyful day to meet the Son.
'Tis a joyful day to meet the Son.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
Coming to save us.
Coming to save us.
It is the judgment day.
It is the judgment day.
Right, let's move with the rhythm. If you can't click, just swing. Right, you know what? We kind of need to swing in the same way, right? Right, left. Right, left. Do you know your right?
Yeah.
Left, right, left. Ready and go.
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. This is a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
Again, go.
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. It's a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
Right, nice and easy, isn't it? Right, okay, keep swinging, keep swinging. Right, okay, let's do the clapping to the rhythm, right? Ready and go.
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. It's a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
And anyone dare to do harmony? Yeah, just ad-lib. Ad-lib it. Yeah, go Selena, you ad-lib it, right? Okay? And then you're usually you do the bass bit. Okay. Like G, that's our note, okay? So you two do whatever you want. G, ready? Let's do the clap again. Ready, go!
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. It's a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
Try it again.
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. It's a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
Once more.
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. It's a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
Hey, that's not bad. That wasn't bad. We should have videoed that. We'll video it later. Okay. Okay, let's try the other one.
Obviously,
is that the do you need a rest? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Okay, we'll sit down and learn it first then, okay? But this one's longer, okay? Now, the other one, the one that we just sung, you know, nice and snappy, yeah? This one, like I said, is longer and much more flowy in that sort of sense, right? But the lyrics is really meaningful, you know, and I think that's what is important for when we're talking about the basic beliefs about salvation, okay? So this one goes like this. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Your blood washed all our sins. I just spotted a typo.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops. Okay. Right. So I'll sing that again.
Oh.
Whoops.
We've
got to fix that.
Your blood.
Right. Right. I'll sing it again, and then you sing it. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for dying on a cross. Your blood washed all our sins. Your turn.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Your blood washed all our sins.
Listen, we're free from death and into life. There is a hope for all. Your turn.
We're free from death and into life.
Oh, in life, sorry. In life, sorry. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, we're free, ready, go.
We're free from death and in life. There is a hope for all.
Let's go from the beginning. From the beginning. Ready? Thank. Ready? Go.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Your blood washed all our sins. We're free from death and evil. There is a hope for all.
Listen. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. This love no one can give. Your turn.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. This love no one can give.
Listen. We should love our brothers and sisters just as Jesus loved us first. Your turn.
We should love our brothers and sisters just as Jesus loved us first.
Okay, so from the middle, the third line, thank you, Lord. Is that too low?
Can you make the point a bit bigger?
I can try. Oh, that was too big. How do I get rid of that? That's as big as it will go. How about that? Is that better? Oh, sorry. Right, okay, shall we try it from... Oh, we said we'd go from the middle bit, the third line. Thank you, Lord. That bit. Okay, the third line. See it. Ready, go.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. This love no one can give. We should love our brothers and sisters just as Jesus loved us first.
Well, is that low? Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's go slightly higher. That's okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so slightly higher. Right, from the beginning, everyone. 2, 3, go.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Your blood washed all our sins. We're free from death and in life. There is a hope for all.
need to go over them all? Yes? Before you split and do a little bit of prep? Yes? We do it that way, okay? Now, let's see. How do I get that bit back? Oh, there we go. Oh, no, that's not it. How do I get that bar back?
View, click on view.
View?
View.
Navigator?
No, I mean like on the left top corner, there's a button. Oh.
What should we do? Shall we do it a cappella? Yeah, a cappella all the way through? You don't want piano, we don't want backing tracks, nothing like that. It wasn't really an offer as such. I'm just telling you what you're not going to get in Africa. That's what it was.
Get used to it.
Exactly. We should stand up, right? We should stand up and move with the music. Yeah? Okay, everyone, come on then. Like that, ready? One and go.
The one true God, the one true God is Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Yeah.
So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ, my Lord.
You
want to I must for truth and light with Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Yes.
And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Amen. Yeah, we're doing amen. Yes. Okay. Right. So, how do I do the next one then? From here. Do we do that? Okay. Get rid of it now. Oh, there we go. Oh, three part round.
Okay.
Yes. So one, kind of there ish. Two and three. So we'll go first, second, third. Right, don't. That's okay, listen. Don't. Ready, two, three, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about the words as we pray. Then goodness shall flow from what we do every day. Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about the words as we pray. Then goodness shall flow from what we do every day.
Should do the actions, right? Let's do the actions.
Every time we get to the last line.
Right, okay, was it? Don't. Yeah, don't. Okay. Are we going to do three part and actions?
Yeah.
Okay, same, right? So as in, we go first, second, third. Okay, ready? Two, three, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day.
Whoa. Wait first. Oh, yeah, just been screaming. Okay, ready, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about the times as we pray. Then goodness shall flow from our wings as we say.
Okay. Right. Four part round. This kind of there-ish, right? And then kind of there-ish. and sort of their issue. We'll start on that side. One, two, three, four.
Okay.
Yep. Do you remember the tune? In the white church. That's very low. In the one true church. That's okay. In ready, one, two, three, go.
In the one true church, I come to worship you. In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
In the one true church, I come to worship you.
Medieval one, right?
Oh, yes.
The medieval one. Yeah. Okay, my ready. We can't really sway to this one.
We can just erase
sorry. Yeah, maybe not. Okay. My ready, go.
My Lord Jesus, He loves me and He has died for me. My Lord Jesus, He died and so we must remember His love.
His name?
Sorry, love.
That's the next two. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
What do you think we should remember, Andy?
Yeah, there you go, his name.
We should remember his name.
I just gave the teacher a new idea.
Let's try it again then. My, ready, go.
My Lord Jesus, He loves me and He has died for me. My Lord Jesus, He died and so we
Blessed is the day that is sung. No, yeah.
Blessed,
ready. Go.
Blessed is the day, the Sabbath day. What a holy day, it's Saturday. Come to church to rest and pray on the blessed Sabbath day.
Again.
Blessed is the day, the Sabbath day. What a holy day, it's Saturday. Come to church to rest and pray on the blessed Sabbath day.
Right, the two that we did today. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, ready, go.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Your blood washed all our sins. We're free from death and evil. There is a hope for all. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. There's love no one can give. We should love our brothers and sisters just as Jesus loved us first.
Right, one last one. Oh, do you want to march?
Oh, no, I was just swinging. Okay.
We kind of need to move to this one, don't we? Yeah? Well, Selena, you can march if you like. You're not allowed to move.
I'm just like...
Get ready, and go!
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. It's a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
Okay.
Jesus is coming, coming from heaven. Tis a joyful day to meet the Son. Jesus is coming, coming to save us. It is the judgment day.
Right. Oh, it is a marching one, actually, isn't it? Right, okay. I kind of thought that we might finish a bit earlier, but that hasn't really happened, has it? So during your break time is when you're going to do a whatever prep you need to prep, okay? So the last session, you're all just going to take turns. We're just going to go right round and take turns in teaching, in your pretending teaching, okay? But try any of the methods. Now, just in case you've forgotten,
if I can find it. Okay. In case you've forgotten some of the things that we've already talked about. Okay. Well, are you good in pairs? But for a minute, I thought you you guys are going to work in pairs.
I need an assistant.
Oh, really?
Okay.
All the different things that we talked about there. Do we need to? I don't think we need to. Because it's kind of running into the next session, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're probably muttle between each of you teaching anyway. Okay, so go and do your prep. Okay, come back in about 10-15 minutes. 10-15 minutes. That should do the job, right? Okay, go back. Go, come back in 10-15 minutes, and then otherwise, if you don't come back in 15 minutes, I will be dinging the bell.
That's my fault.
Okay, go and do your prep now. Okay, and come back.